the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a...
How are we doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Episode 11?
I was going to ask you. I think this is 11.
We're getting into the thick of it now. Episode Raphael Devers, Tom, honestly.
We're in two different spots, it looks like, here. I'm okay. I'm not outrageously mad like other Yankee fans are. I don't know how you feel as a Red Sox fan, 7-7. I feel like you guys are in a good spot, too. I feel like everybody in the AL East is in a good spot still, except the Orioles. That's the only team that's doesn't – well, they're the hardest team in baseball to play, it seems like, though. They win last night.
Yeah, the Orioles.
Did they beat the Angels last night? I think they did. Yes, they did. They won 5-3. Yeah. It's the Orioles. Hard team to beat, man. The Yankees can tell you that firsthand. 1-2 record against them right now.
Hey.
We got a lot to talk about. What would you like to start with?
I want to start with Joey Gallo.
Okay.
I think his career in New York is coming to a screeching halt.
I don't know if he's getting traded anytime soon. I really don't see it.
I don't think he's going to get traded. I just don't think he's going to. I think everything is in his head. I don't think he can.
I see it differently because I watch him every day. He does hit the ball very hard when he has put the ball in play. And he just hits it right at somebody. Not off. He has 16, 17 strikeouts, yes. But the other, 5 for 37. So 16 would be 21. His other 16 at-bats where he put the ball in play should have been hits. They should have been hits. They were hard-hit balls at somebody. They're Adam balls. Can't do anything about it with the stupid shift, but – he is in his head. I agree 100%.
It's got to be at least part mental.
The Tourette's are fucking going nuts for him, I bet.
The who?
The Tourette's.
Who's that?
No, he has Tourette's. You didn't know that?
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, that's why he does all this funky movements all the time.
No, I didn't know
cracking. That. Yeah, he's got Tourette's, I believe.
That's crazy. Yeah,
he's a weird little duck.
No, but yeah, I definitely think that that there's at least part of this that's in his head now. I don't think, I don't know. It just feels like every time he goes to
the plate. I also don't like that Yankee fans blame him for the entire offense.
Yeah.
He's not the entire offense.
Yeah. And he never was going to be.
The offense is bad with or without Joey Gallo. So everybody that says, oh, Joey Gallo this, Joey Gallo that, you forget. Judge hasn't played well since what? The Boston series, it feels like. 2 home runs last night, yeah, but what has he done ever since then? Stanton's 1 for a billion. He can't get a hit. Gleyber Torres is absolutely in his head. I don't know what he's doing. He might be in his head. He's horrible in the field still. At second base, shortstop, wherever the hell you put him. Absolutely awful. The only good hitter on this team is DJ LeMahieu. Only good hitter.
DJ's been pretty good this season so far.
He's been... these 13, 14 games, he's been the best hitter on the team. And yeah. Aaron Hicks. IKF.
Pretty impressive.
IKF has also done very well these last few games, who I've also been a big fan of. Not a lot of Yankee fans saw a lot of potential in him. I got 3 hills that I'm lying on. And one is dying. One is dead. I've been sitting on an Aaron Hicks hill for years. IKF hill. And then Joey Gallo, which is the worst one out of the three.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Joey Gallo guy, but I could still see him getting a over 350 on base percentage and hitting 20 to 25 to 30 home runs.
Yeah, that's the thing with him. When the Yankees got him, all the fans were talking about how his batting average didn't matter and it was all about his advanced stats and his WRC plus was always going to be good, but he's only going to hit 200, blah, blah, blah. But now it feels like everybody kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, he's hitting 200? What the fuck? And it's almost like they just forgot about all the advanced stats that he's going to be at, that he's going to be good at, because you're with him, you're always going to get a 200 hitter. But
and you're going to see 5 to 6 pitches with this guy too.
Yeah.
Usually he's usually not a 3-pitch strikeout guy. Yeah. He's usually 4, 5, 6 pitches in. So
yeah, exactly.
Which also helps the team in other ways because it runs up a pitcher's pitch count.
Exactly. And when you got him, you knew what you were getting. And I feel like Yankee fans liked what they were getting, and they kind of forgot about everything that they were doing.
Yeah,
they were looking at.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's very funny. It's 13 games in. You can't trade the guy yet.
No, you can't trade him, but I feel like his defense is starting to suffer from it too.
I do agree a little bit, but he's still an A-plus defender.
Yeah.
He had a terrible Eric Hubbs the other day. Where's this Joey Gallo great defender stuff? He played great for us last year in left field. And then he still has played pretty well in left so far. He's had a couple bad things happen, but still probably the best outfielder out there. He's won multiple gold gloves.
Yeah.
It's not like in multiple positions. It's not like he's going to forget how to play the outfield.
Did he hit any homers last year?
With the Yankees? Yeah. Not many, I don't think. I don't remember how many. Probably about 4.
Interesting. I mean, I forgot. I didn't think he had his first Yankee homer yet.
Oh, yes. He hit all. I think he hit it against the Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
Or it might have been the Guardians or the Indians, whatever team they were named last year. All right, let's get to the second biggest concern about the Yankees
so far.
I know you want to talk about your favorite Yankee.
What's your concern?
I don't have any concerns. Well, the offense is my concern.
Oh, so what are you trying
your to favorite about? Yankee? Your favorite Yankee?
Who's my favorite Yankee?
Gerrit Cole.
Oh my god. I forgot about this.
We'll talk about your favorite Yankee. I'm not concerned.
Awful.
I can tell. I'll tell you right now. I am not concerned about
You're
him. Not at all. If you look at his numbers historically in April, he sucks in April. Has always He's sucked
starting
in
today,
April.
Right?
No, Sunday, tomorrow. He has always sucked in April. I will be really concerned mid May, late May. That's when I would start to be concerned. But right now, not concerned at all. He's absolutely terrible in April, as always.
Yeah, but the walks aren't concerning.
It's only been one start that the walks happened, the Tigers start. He didn't walk anybody in Boston, but he walked one guy in Boston.
Well, and then start. He sucked in that one too, the Blue Jays.
The second one. Yeah. He didn't walk anybody, just flat, he fucking hit 3 bombs. And if you really look at it deep down, the Yankees are 2-1 in the starts.
Yeah.
They won the Boston game.
Yeah, they should
won
that Tiger they game. They should be 1-2.
I agree. They shouldn't win the games that Cole absolutely
They shouldn't have won the
it.
Boston game.
But they're 2-1 if you really look at it. And they're winning the game still, even without the
– Yeah.
You got to give credit to that amazing bullpen they have.
Yeah, I agree.
But the Gerrit Cole stuff ain't concerning yet. His numbers in April always suck, even in Houston, even in Houston. So I'm not concerned yet. He had one bad start in October.
Hey, he hasn't been the same since they went behind him with that Kermit puppet. He hasn't been the same.
That thing just lives rent free in his head, you're saying?
It definitely does. He definitely thinks about that all the time. He might have a dartboard of that picture at home.
But the thing is with him, the excuses that come out of his mouth are absolutely brutal.
Oh,
absolutely
my God.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
That's the thing.
That's like the one thing I can't defend because it's absolutely
brutal. You
need that
Alec Boehm mentality.
Yeah,
if you're gonna,
fuck
if
this
you're
place.
Gonna, yeah. if you're gonna,
you know what?
That,
and we'll cheer you the next day because we'll like that.
because not even the mentality of fuck this place. I fucking hate this place. More so the mentality of him after the game being like, yeah, I said it. I was emotional. It got the better of me, blah, blah, blah. But yes, I said it. I didn't mean it. And Gerrit Cole just, it feels like he just deflects everything. He's, oh, I pitched bad because the game started 4 minutes late.
Yeah. Like, the Tiger one is weird to me. I thought he was going to use the excuse of on the Tiger game as well. But the Tiger game is a little weird because he really, literally had to sit in there for like an hour and 15 minutes. Because there was an injury to Tiger's pitchers and the inning took forever and a day. The pitcher for the the Tigers literally spiked the ball and broke his nail. Put a whole whole thing in his nail. It was wild. I've never seen something like that.
But that doesn't fit my narrative. So I don't really care.
You're right. I'll give you that. Doesn't help the narrative. But I'm not concerned yet. I will be concerned in mid-May, late July, late May. Those two. That's when shit would start affecting me. Like when people in the group chat say, this day is Gerrit Cole got outpitched by this guy or this thing. It doesn't bother me yet.
It's so fun though.
It's just fun it's that so fun. All these people just love watching Yankee games.
I think the best part is people on Twitter being like, Red Sox fans are saying Gerrit Cole sucks, but Chris Sale
for other people. Yeah, right.
but Chris Sale has been hurt for 2 years.
Yeah, so I know. I was thinking of making fun of you of that, but I just said, man, yeah. let's not. Who cares?
Chris Sale's won a World Series, though.
Yes.
So how can you say that the Red Sox lost that trade or that contract?
We could also say, I can also go with the DeGrom factor as well. DeGlass, when the hell has he pitched?
Hey, dude's always hurt. That's true. But Max Scherzer's the best pitcher in New York right now.
I agree. There's a guy named Nestor Cortez.
Right?
No. Is he? I don't. I think it's Nestor. You're actually right. No, you're right. Nestor, because Cole's tomorrow. Definitely Nestor.
Why is Nestor the four?
He's the five.
Why is he the five?
He should be the first.
Oh, Cole Quantrill's pitching today for the Guardians.
What's his name?
Should be a good one.
I feel we're Yankee heavy right now. But feel totally bad for Jordan Montgomery. That's the one guy I feel absolutely awful for.
Why?
Because the Yankees just historically, big word today, can't score when he's on the mound. It's just insane. The Yankees just see that Jordan Montgomery is pitching, and they go, okay, we'll keep the bats quiet today.
I feel like it's
But it goes into last year as well. Last year, they couldn't score with him either. I feel like
some pitchers that just happens for.
I agree. It just makes no sense. Yeah. Look at Jacob DeGrom back 2-3 years ago.
Exactly.
The Mets would score against with any other pitcher on the mound, it felt like. But when DeGrom pitched, they said, you know what? Let's quiet the bats today. Let's make
especially this a DeGrom with, thing. With DeGrom, I feel like you're going out there knowing that he's going to give you a quality seven shutout. So, I don't know. Maybe you feel like a little not less motivated, but you don't feel as like you have to press as much, and it probably
fucks you. You don't feel like you have to score very quick.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be behind very early. You don't feel like that.
And that kind of puts you on the
unable.
Yeah, you can't do that. And then it takes a couple innings, and then you're like, oh, shit, now we have to score.
Yeah, we're still playing baseball, boys.
After a couple games, then you're like after it happens for a couple games, then it becomes a narrative, and then that's what's in your head. And you're screwed. Oh, the Red Sox don't play till 6. I thought they played at 3.
Late one.
I'm cool.
Let's switch gears to the Red Sox. 7-7 start. About the Sox. How are you feeling? Concerned?
No. Why should I be? Everyone else in the division is also about the same record.
I agree. That's why I'm not concerned at all. As a Yankee fan, I feel like with the first 7 games we played with Boston, Toronto, Baltimore. we could have easily have been
yeah
2-5
and
the 3-6 3
the
and
Sox
4.
Should have a couple more wins than they did than they do, and I don't know, it's April. I'm not going to get concerned about the bats yet. The bats are going to heat up. The Red Sox are always going to hit. They're always an offensive team. The bats are going to get there.
Yeah, Bogarts, I feel the same way. I
Bogarts same way. Is an absolute monster.
He's so good. He's very good.
He is so good. He's batting like 393 right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it's only been 14 games, but he's batting like 393. He had six hits in a row.
Yeah, he's batting 385. One homer and six ribbies. That's insane. Yeah. It's beautiful. Gotta love that.
He's been on fire.
Devers has also been very well.
Yeah, his batting average dropped a little bit below 300, but he's also been very good. And I expect him, he's going to heat up. His hits come in bunches. He's going to heat up.
And your biggest concern was the pitching. And
the pitching has been great.
Been very good.
It's been great.
Especially out of the bullpen, which was supposed to be the scariest part.
Yeah, Jake Diekman has been really good. He had a scary start yesterday, a couple walks, but he's been really good.
Your only concern is basically Matt Barnes, I would say.
Yeah. I'm not concerned about Matt Barnes if he's not closing. I mean, I am. I'm concerned about him when he goes into the game, obviously, but if he's not closing, it's less concerning. Hansel Robles has been incredible.
Face of the franchise, I keep hearing.
Yeah, I think he has 20 straight scoreless appearances.
Wow.
Let me double check that. The Red Sox just posted something. Yeah, 20 consecutive scoreless outings. Haim knows, I don't know, he knows something. I feel like every guy he gets just ends up being incredible somehow. And they were shitty on a different team. I don't know what the hell he does. He knows something.
I still consider the AL East the best division in baseball.
What's happening? It's just going crazy.
It is. It's going to be a fun ride in the
AL East. Oh, yeah, I agree.
I think the top four teams are just going to keep being close to each other all year.
I agree.
Like,
I think the Rays are the fourth team, if I'm being honest.
I don't. They don't have anything that really scares you except Wander.
Other than Wander, Wander just is literally Barry Bonds against the Red Sox. And
they just know how to win. Though that's the scariest
part.
They know how to beat the Orioles for some reason. I wish they could give us the secret.
Yeah, I'm actually going to the game next week.
Red Sox Orioles.
Yeah, next Sunday.
I wish they could just give us the secrets they know.
I'll go ask Bogarts how he does.
The Red Sox don't have that great of a they have a better record than the Yankees, but nobody.
I don't remember exactly how they did against the Orioles last year.
I think they were like
they never played them bad.
I think they were 13-7.
In 18 they absolutely owned the Orioles.
If you look at all the – yes, did it a couple days ago. If you look at the record against the team that won the AL East against the Orioles, that's who wins the division.
Usually. Really?
Yeah. The Yankees were like 17-2 with the Reds, the Orioles when they won the division. Last year with the Rays, 18-1. Red Sox had a fantastic record against the Orioles when they won the division against them. Against everybody.
Yeah.
It's just whoever beats the Orioles gets the division title.
The Orioles, the Rays swept the Orioles to start the season, and they're still 7-7.
Yeah.
So ever since they played the Orioles, they haven't really been playing well.
Now they've gone
It's crazy because they played the A's right after that.
Yeah, they couldn't. They
couldn't beat.
It was the first inning. Terrible for them. every game for that. Came back to win one of them, but
yeah, it's definitely concerning.
Yeah, Whitlock's on the mound for you guys today. Just an all right pitcher.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right for middle reliever.
Yeah, I love Whitlock though. I absolutely love Whitlock.
Absolutely. He's so good.
But yeah.
Actually insane.
You got a story for everybody?
Oh, I got a story.
I'd love to hear this.
And his name is Trevor.
Okay.
I texted my dad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is it weird that I'm in love with Trevor's story? Because I think I am. I'm in love with Trevor's story.
Still waiting for that Coors text.
He hasn't gotten a homer yet.
I know.
He's gonna hit the ball good though. For somebody that started it, he had a short spring training because he had a kid.
He got signed super late.
Signed super late, and then had a kid. So he only had, I think, 11 spring training at bats.
Should have had that.
And
that dad energy though.
Yeah. He was off a little bit to start the season. He was striking out more than he usually does, but I feel like he's starting to settle down now. I
like him in the leadoff spot.
I want him to keep leading off. Especially with Kike being cold, I really want him to keep
leading. And I also think Kike in the five hole wasn't that bad yesterday. Yeah, I like that yesterday.
I like it. I really like it. And I feel like that got him going too. You're mm-hmm. going to see more pitches. I mean, hitting in front of Devers is not a bad thing to do.
Ever.
But I like Trevor's story hitting behind Dever, hitting in front of Devers also. I feel like he's going to get better pitches. And not to knock Kike. I love Kike. But I think Story is the better hitter and will be down the stretch of the season. If we can get some bombs out of that leadoff spot, it just gives me Mookie Betts vibes. Not saying he is Betts, but Trevor Story in the leadoff spot gives me the same vibes as Betts in the leadoff spot.
I like Story in the front yeah. end of that lineup. It makes sense, very much so.
It's super fast, good base runner.
Yeah, very good base runner. Gets on base.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki is more like he has to hit the ball. I feel like Kiki doesn't walk that much.
No, he doesn't.
So that also brings an element to the leadoff spot.
Oh shit, I was gonna say something. I forget what it was. Yes, so I actually did have a story. I was at the bar last week, I think. It was right before we were about to record, and then we just did it because there was a lot going on.
Yeah, work and shit. Stuff.
But I was at the bar. I was wearing a Red Sox jersey. And there was a bunch of kids that came up to me and they were like, oh, you're a Red Sox fan? Like, that sucks. Like, I mean, Yankee fan. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know why, like, you feel the need to, like, tell me. I don't really care. And then really every time someone said it, I looked them dead in the eyes and I was like, damn, I feel sorry for you. And they just did not know what to say. Most of them just didn't respond. They just did not know what to say.
Yankee fans like that are just so stupid. Yeah. like, who cares? Like, yeah. Who gives I'm a
literally
shit?
At the bar right now. I don't care.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares you're a Yankee fan. Were you even alive for any of the World Series that you always claim to see or –
Yeah, I don't care that you're a Yankee fan. I could honestly care less.
Ooh, that's horrible. Bob Nightingale just tweeted that John Means needs to go under the knife.
Ooh. For
Tommy John surgery. I'm a that big sucks. Means guy. I love John Means. I've always liked Means. That sucks for him.
His trade value is going to go down a little bit.
But it's not like he's missing anything in Baltimore. That's there's just so many teams that with this new lottery shit, you just don't know what's gonna happen with that.
Yeah.
Like
no, I agree.
The teams just tank, like the Nationals, the Orioles. Like, what is up with the Rangers, really? I know they suck. They have no pitching, but the offense just hasn't been going either, it feels like.
Yeah. They suck.
I was really excited for that.
My least favorite team in baseball, I think, right now is the Phillies. They are awful.
Yeah, they are brutal. They are
brutal to watch. They are brutal to bet on. And they've been my fade team all year. I just bet against them, whoever they're playing, because they have been brutal.
Brutal. They have been, yeah. But I still
think close. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too. It's 4.5 out.
Yeah. Division. They'll be fine.
It's the Mets. They're just
brutal right
for
now.
For all we know, they probably collapse in July or August as usual.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's usually how it goes.
The NL East, there's a lot of fun divisions out there. Like the Cardinals have been a very fun team to watch so far in these 14 games.
Yeah, they have. They've been very good. Nolan Arenado has been
and they've been MVP underdogs. Kind of and they've been underdogs most of the year.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
They've been fun to bet on too.
Yeah. They're usually minus like 125 or lower. The Brewers their pitching just gotta come back around. And then the NL West. The San Diego Padres just cannot beat the Dodgers. It cannot. It just doesn't make any sense there.
Cannot beat the
Dodgers. Padres can't beat the Dodgers.
Yeah. Did you see the Padres announced that they were going to have ads on their uniform next year?
Yeah, I did. I'm different on that. I know you didn't like it.
I just think I don't care. Like, I really don't. I just don't like how big it was. It was fucking huge.
It is huge. But I did like it on their jerseys.
Really?
Like, it matches, like the color and everything. I liked it. Like,
yeah, I don't, I mean, cool.
It looked cool to me. I don't think it's going to look cool on every single jersey. If they put something on a Yankee logo, on the Yankee thing, I'm going to be pissed. And it's not going to look cool. Like, what are they going to do? Pinstripes into the thing? Like, come on. Stupid. It just fits the Padres jersey, in my opinion.
I mean, honestly, I don't really care about it. I just thought it was really big.
Yeah. it does look, I like the color of it. Like, it fits them, like, with the brownish and then the white. It looks cool to me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like it on every jersey. I wouldn't want that on every jersey. I could definitely see that. I wouldn't like it on every jersey, though. Every jersey, I would be not that happy.
No. I agree.
Like the Yankee jersey would look stupid with it. I need that. But yeah. Bullpen. I can't believe the Yankee bullpen has a 2.8 ERA in these 13 games. Yeah. They've just been lights out.
Sox bullpen's been pretty good too.
Yeah, they have been, which has been surprising.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect it to stay like that forever, but I feel like when the offense gets going, if the pitching like is even remotely close to what they are right now, Sox can definitely get going.
That's what I'm always scared about. Like when pitching starts fast and the bats start slow, I just hope it doesn't reverse.
No, it's going to.
It always does, that's what I just hate when it does that. Because I like pitching games. I like 1-0, 2-0 games. But when they're on my side, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm watching a Yankees lose 5-0 to an Oreo team, and I'm sitting there for 4 hours waiting for this team just to sniff a run, it pisses you off.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a problem. It's not only the Red Sox and the Yankees. There's definitely an offense problem in the entire league.
Oh, yeah. The entire league.
They're going to do something about it.
Jeff Passam wrote a whole column the other day saying that home runs were down.
Batting average is at an all-time low.
Yeah.
It's like 230 in the league.
You would think the Yankees would have the worst batting average in baseball, it feel like. They're not even close to the top 10, the bottom 10.
Yeah.
Which is like, what?
it's been really bad. I think they're going to reduce the balls, and I really hope they do.
This humidifier thing in the dugouts is what's
good. What is that for, Grip?
I don't know what I think it is for grip or something, but it's in every ballpark. So every ball is the same. Every single ball is the same.
I mean, every ball should be the same.
But I do agree that there should be some type of sticky stuff for pitchers or some juice in the ball.
Yeah, just let them use something other than Spider Tack. Like or just pre-stick the balls, like
yeah, like that. Like I'm all fine for that. Like when the stupid shit came out last year with the sticky stuff, it didn't bother me. Like
no,
it's.
I just don't like Spider Tack. I think Spider Tack.
Spider Tack. Yeah,
but everything else should be fair game, especially when you have people like drilling guys like Trevor Story got hit in the head the other day.
Yeah, look at the Mets. The Mets have been hit 4 billion times, it feels like.
Yeah.
You don't want people getting hurt over here. Like, just give them something. Who cares?
Yeah, they need something. For sure, they need something.
Like, I'm all for pitching games, but there needs to be offense in baseball. Like, that's what drives people to watch baseball.
Yeah, we need the casuals. Any sport. We need the casuals.
The cash.
Come on, power. We need the cash.
That's what it needs. Like, it's just like the purists will always be there. Love, hate, or want to kill the game, but I've also seen that in the minor leagues, they're doing pitch clocks for like some games and other games they're not doing pitch clock.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like comparing them. And it says it shaves off about 20 to 25 minutes.
I'm cool with the pitch clock. I don't really care about it.
Yeah, I don't think next year Chapman's not going to be with the Yankees and it won't bother me at all. Nah, I hope not. As much as I love, he's been looking phenomenal. He's probably going to hit the fan and start sucking soon. He always does that. He always looks great in April for some reason and then fades away. But the pitch clock, I really don't understand. I have to see it to understand it. More of a visual learner.
It doesn't really bother me. I don't really care. Like, one way or the other. If they add it, it's cool. If they don't, so what? I don't really care.
Yeah, it's hard to have an opinion about it. It's not going to be like our opinion's going to matter or anything.
Yeah.
Or any podcast in the world is going to change the MLB's opinion on it.
I don't really think it's going to change much.
I don't either. 20 minutes off a game, really? Who cares? That's 20 minutes. It's just so stupid that you have to change the game for all these people that probably won't never watch still. Like, Powers will never watch a baseball
game. Yeah,
he's 20 minutes shaved up. You think he's really going to sit there and watch?
No, yeah.
It's still not a three-hour game.
It's not going to change a single thing.
No.
Tanner Houck getting up to a gold soon, and then we'll be the show.
How's your Diamond Dynasty team?
Oh, my team's nasty now.
Oh,
it's nasty now.
A little update.
Well, I got some the face of the franchise players. You know, I got Casey Mize on the mound. It's my ace right now. I got Devers at third.
Oh, you pulled him. Nice.
I got it because in the new face of the franchise shit.
It's randomized.
Yeah, it's random. Like, you don't get the choice. And I got Devers. I wanted Wander Franco, honestly, because I had a third baseman. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm cool with Devers. But then I pulled Lindor anyway, so it didn't really matter.
I heard Chapman and Franco are like two of the best.
Chapman players. Is dirty in this game.
It doesn't make any. It's so wild. He's always dirty for some reason. Just.
I think it's just the way he throws.
I was going to say, is it like his motion or something?
Yeah.
I was watching a TikTok yesterday, and the guy had DeGrom on the mound, and he would just throw his curveball, and every time he threw his curveball, it would just be 600 feet in the air and gone.
Really?
And he was like, do not throw the DeGrom curveball, and that would be the show.
I think DeGrom is very easy to hit in this game.
I heard Randy Johnson is also.
I haven't really faced him much. Can't really tell you. But I got like, I got Byron Buxton leading off, playing left.
I like Byron.
Got Devers batting second, like just like real life. Trout batting third.
Trout
center field. Yeah. Well, I got it's the face of the franchise one. It's not the one that costs a million stubs. I got CJ Cron playing right. Best hitter in baseball right now.
He is.
I got Lindor at short, JT Realmuto behind the plate, Marcus Semien at short, at second, and Max Muncy at first.
Damn, you got a little squad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Definitely not bad. I got Ricky Henderson on the bench.
Huh, wow.
Kevin Youkilis on the bench. I did the Red Sox collection already. So I have Like I have
the Greek god of walk. Love Greek god.
Yeah, I got Euglis.
Do they have his batting stance? Like as like
I'm assuming they do. I play on strike zone view, so I could never see
it. Yeah, you can see it. Okay.
But I'm assuming they do.
That was always my favorite batting stance. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool.
I was always a big fan of Euglis.
Yeah. I got Devin Williams in the bullpen. He's fucking dirty.
He's been absolutely brutal, though.
Has he really?
Yeah, he's been up and down, I believe. Like, when his changeup's working, it's the best changeup in baseball.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, his last month, he's had an 8.3 ERA. He was just so good 2-3 years ago. Now, he was going to be the closer at one point. They were going to trade Hader and make him the closer.
Really?
I think so. Well, they've been trying to trade Hader for years, it feels like.
He's so good.
Yeah, I like Hader. Can't go wrong with Hader.
So good. You can if you're on Twitter.
But I say, looking at my parlay for the divisions, not bad so far.
Not bad. How are the Mariners doing?
Mariners are tied for the division right now.
Are they?
Yeah, 8-6 with the Angels. That's another team I just don't understand. They're like a wannabe Yankee and Dodger, but they just can't be the Yankees or the Dodgers.
They're going to be good, I think.
I don't think they're going to win the division now.
I think Mariners are going to win the division.
I 100% agree. Yeah. The only bad team so far for me that in my little division parlay is the Phillies. It's the only team. Dodgers won in the division. Milwaukee's down one in the division.
Robbie Ray has been brutal.
Seattle's been. I expected him not to be that good again. That was like you said. I think you've said it before. It's a fluke.
Oh yeah,
fluke. Yeah. Seattle's division winner. The White Sox are one game back. The Guardians might have the most potent offense in baseball.
Yeah, I don't know how, but they do.
They said it yesterday in the Yes broadcast, which is great. It was actually a very good take. Because with the home runs being down and everything, and these balls being humidified and all that crap, they're a contact team.
Yeah.
So they've always been a contact team. So they're going to put the ball in play.
Yeah.
They're not built to hit home runs like the Yankees, the Red Sox, Dodgers, any of the other teams that are meant to hit home runs.
I mean, the Red Sox have always been more of like a contact team too.
Yeah, but I feel like you're a little bit of a like – home run or bust team sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But I feel like they're also built to like get on base too. They have a lot of like I mean, who's really a home run hitter on the Red Sox other than like Devers? JD hasn't Genius. Really hit many. Since I mean 18 he hit like 40, but other than that.
You can say Bogart's good 30.
Yeah, but Bogart, like all those players are also going to hit for average.
Context, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's what I've always liked that about the Red Sox is that they're usually not like home run or bust. They can string together hits when they need to. They should have won that last Blue Jays game. They had tying run awful. Second, no outs.
What happened? Somebody, you dropped a pop up in the infield, right?
Yeah, and that was ended up being the winning run. That was all Travis Shaw's fault.
Oh, Shaw. I thought it was Dahlbeck or something.
No, it was all Shaw's fault.
I didn't know who started at first that game.
They need to. I have seen more than enough of Travis Shaw. More than enough. They should fire him into the sun. Let's make a parlay.
They have free parlay on MLB on FanDuel this today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've also been correct about the lineup so far. I don't think the Yankees have had one same lineup in these 13 games. It's been all over the place. I really don't know who I like at leadoff.
I like
DJ more down in the lineup, to be honest.
Leading off for the Yankees, I don't know. There's like, do they have any speed at all?
IKF. That's about it. Hicks got some speed, but I like Hicks at the top of the order. I really do. I've always been a fan of Hicks leading off. He sees a lot of pitches, takes a lot of walks. Like, I don't mind Hicks in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I like the Giants. Yeah, that's who I think should be leading off, honestly. I can't think of anybody else.
I love DJ in the middle of the order.
Yeah.
Get him guys on base, and then he can – he's your clutches and purest hitter. Surprised Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs yesterday. I was happy to see him finally do something.
He hit a homer?
Yeah, 2.
Oh, nice.
Mookie hit 2 yesterday. Saw your little stats the other day.
Which ones?
Him comparing Verdugo and Mookie the other day. That shit, he cried.
I think the Sox won the trade.
And then the next day he hits 2 home runs. I love to see it. It was so funny.
I think the Red Sox won the trade. That's all I'm saying.
I like Verdugo.
Verdugo's a monster.
I love Verdugo.
And he's Jeter been Downs incredible
just,
this season.
I just don't know anything about Jeter Downs.
Though. I just want Jeter Downs is just going to end up being a trade piece.
Honestly. I think so. I see that too.
But yeah, Verdugo's a monster. He's going to get paid.
What else you getting that? You got a third guy, right?
Connor Wong.
Yeah, a catcher. He's been starting for you guys.
Yeah, that's because Plawecki and Vasquez both have COVID. He hits the ball though.
Do you have is everybody vaccinated?
No.
Oh wow. So next week.
Yeah, Houck's missing his start in Toronto.
So next week's gonna be tough for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Is all the position players vaccinated?
I don't think JD is.
Oh, he's a big Republican. Republican.
Big. I'm not sure.
I don't think JD. Definitely JD doesn't have it.
I know JD's like publicly not vaccinated. I don't know who they're going to be missing next week. I will find out who's vaccinated. Yeah. Who's not on Tuesday.
Everybody's going to get exposed when they go to Toronto. It's so funny.
Yeah, Cora has COVID.
I follow some Republican sites. And I see him liking shit all the time on it. And I just laugh. It's like, oh, boy. Shouldn't you, like, have a burner account, my guy?
No, yeah, he's very vocal about it, for sure.
Very, very. It's so funny. It's so funny. Because nobody hates him for it. It's insane.
I mean, he can hit the baseball.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
All right,
it's funny that like Aaron Judge was getting hate for it, but everybody on the Yankees is now vaxxed, they say.
Judges too?
Yeah, Judge is vaxxed now.
Nice.
Like I've always said, Rizzo, I don't understand why Rizzo was never vaccinated first. It doesn't make any sense. Like that made zero sense. A little lay?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make a little lay. A little lay for the boys to end the pod.
I like the Giants. Or do we do late because it's fucking?
What do you mean?
This podcast is probably gonna go out at like 2-3 o'clock. Do we do late games? Well, every game feels like that one.
No, fuck it. I like the Giants too.
I know we were talking about them and fading them, but Zach Wheeler just got to get right. I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. He does have to get right. I just don't like them at minus 148.
Oh, he's minus 148?
Yeah. Especially when that offense has been so brutal. They are at home, though. He pitched really well at home last year.
Cardinals are probably, 280 right now?
Cardinals minus 104, bro. Easy take. 104? Easy take. Easy
no
take.
No way they are.
The Cardinals have been getting disrespected.
Like, I like Mahal. I love Mahal. Good pitcher. I have him in fantasy going today, but like minus 104.
Daniel Hudson's also good though.
And they're 2-12. Makes no sense.
The Reds?
Yeah. Just makes no sense. The odds.
All right. So we got Giants.
They're underdogs, really.
Yeah. No, yeah, they are. We got Giants. We got Cardinals.
No Yankees or Red Sox. We won't throw the Yankees or Red Sox in here.
We won't?
No, I don't feel like
rooting against my team. I'm scared with Whitlock having his first career start.
I'm also scared of just petting my team because, like, if they lose and they're the only team to lose in the lay,
then I would be very upset.
That's a horrible feeling. Rockies over the Tigers. Oh, they play a doubleheader.
Syndergaard against the Orioles.
Ooh, that's a good one. That 275, though.
Yeah, I figured it. Figured they would
Brash.
Be.
I like Matt Brash. Minus 168 for the M's.
That's a little four legger. You want to leave it at that?
Yeah, I think it is a four legger. What is it?
Yeah, you need four legs.
Well, I mean, I gotta look because I always get confused with these stupid things. The last few with these opt-ins, I've screwed up.
Yeah, make sure you opt in.
Sure, too. I gotta do that. Yeah, it's a money line lays. So what do we got? Giants
needs to be more than 400.
Giants,
Cardinals, Angels, Mariners. Should be plus 550,
569. Yeah. Put $20 on that.
There you go.
Gotta do what it says, you know.
I tossed 10.
Let me log in first and then opt in. So wanna do a little nerfy?
I just put all my money. Oh.
Let me opt in first.
Can I help you with a little nerfy? This is great podcasting.
Hey, we've talked all about baseball. We've talked about our teams and shit.
I like the Phillies nerfy.
I do too.
Bowser's good.
Oh, I like how I've had him on my fantasy team a few times. Okay, I'm opted in. Good. Okay. Good. I'll put $30 in. You know what? 25. I'll say 5 for a little. Oh, wrong code I just put in.
Blue Jays nerfy.
I like Manoa a lot.
And Urquidy is good too.
I'm also thinking of the Reds one too.
Yeah, that's a nice little nerfy. How many do you want in this?
I'm going to do 4.
All right.
Brewers under.
Did you see the other day I got a triple play to win the nerfy?
Yeah, that was insane. Manoa, we need one more. Wow. Under is plus 104.
Dodgers.
You Darvish. I'm thinking that one too. I'm scared of you, Darvish.
Why? He's pitching good.
The last time I had him in a nerfy against the Giants, he screwed the shit out of me.
Oh. Ian Anderson.
You know who's been really good with the nerfies?
Who?
What's his name? What the hell's his name? Gavin. Gavin's been very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been very good. So I got the under in Toronto. I got the under in St. Louis. And then I got the under in Milwaukee. One more.
I like Ian Anderson. Graves.
That one.
All
done. Put $5 on the win 57. Bingo bango. All done for that today.
Bingo bingo bongo.
Damn right.
All right.
You got a little pretty one. Hockey bet still. Still waiting in the
what's that one for? Like a future?
Yeah, it's a future. It was the Penguins or the Rangers to finish first in the Metropolitan.
How many games do they have left?
I think they have like 4 or 5.
Who's in first place?
It's tied actually with the Rangers and the Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And they play one more time 3 days before games left in the end of the season.
Damn, that'll be intense for the bettors.
It's gonna be fun. This was a boost February 23rd.
Really?
Yeah, it's been in my thing for 2 months.
Jesus
now.
Christ.
Oh, it's actually a 2 month anniversary. It's
my April 23rd. My DeMar DeRozan bet finally went away.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I don't even think they announced the MVP, but it went away.
No, I think because he wasn't a finalist. I don't think he's top three.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Embiid, Jokic, and Giannis.
Wow. Look at this parlay here.
Oh, see that? You should make money for that.
Yeah, right.
You should make money for that. Like, that's for, harder than getting all of them correct, yeah. I think.
For those of you guys who couldn't see that,
everybody in the world.
Everybody. my parlay on the 21st was a 3-leg parlay. The White Sox, the Red Sox, and the Cubs, and all three of them lost.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. That was the game the Sox should have won, though.
Oh, this was a fun one. Got all the
bases. Sure was. Sure was.
Yes, noise.
Thank you guys for listening. Episode 12 coming at you next Saturday.
Okay. We'll be right back.